Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, September 22nd, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You may also still access this program through Blog Talk Radio, and the number there is 646-652-4620. I encourage you to send us your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We'd like to hear, of course, your compliments are always welcome, but more importantly, any criticisms or disagreements you have. We would love to make that a point on the air, and we will be very respectful. I will answer every email personally, I promise you. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletter and podcast, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website, but also can be accessed via iTunes and Twitter under @LibertyJoe, that @LibertyJoe, for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Thursday morning. We had originally intended to have a guest on Thursday afternoon, so this is sort of an ad hoc, right after the minute, you know, right after the last hour broadcast we're putting together, because I do want to broadcast every single week. I have been doing so for 5 years with very, very few interruptions, rare interruptions, and I'm sort of proud of that. But I do it for a very important reason. I really enjoy it, and it gives me an opportunity at least to air some points, and hopefully if we can get people to call back in at 888-773-4496, I can get some feedback and we can have some discussion going. Right? And I really encourage you to call. Do not be concerned that you are interrupting me at any time. I would love to hear from you. Okay. I'd like to start off with a quote. It's from the famous Anonymous. It says, "The one profession where you can gain great eminence without ever being right," and that's politics. And folks, that's the crux of what this program is going to be about today. I entitled it, you know, I think they've won. Now, when I say I think, I'm saying I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. Right? I'm not absolutely certain, but it's going that way. And if I had to put my money on it, that's where I put my money. But more importantly, when I say they, who am I referring to? Now, most people would say, well, you know, you're referring to the politicians, you're referring to government, you're referring to the money handlers, you know, and all that stuff, you know, the Bilderberg Group, whatever, you know, the banking system, you know, the corporatocracy or whatever you want to call it, you know. But let me give you a different perspective on that. And that's what I was going to say originally. And the more I gave this thought, the more I realized I was going down the wrong path. It really is not who have won are really us, the voters. It's really the citizens of the United States. You guys won. The majority of you guys won. I concede you guys won. Now, you might say to yourself, this guy's lost his mind. What does he mean? You know, things are not going our way. Well, they won because We are the ones that are responsible for those people who are in office. You know, if everyone took the position saying the system is broken, the people in Washington have violated the Constitution beyond measures unimaginable 20 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, every one of them must go. And no one serves a term of office, more than one term of office, and senators are only going to serve 2 or 3 years. And that's the way it's going to be, period. I mean, they have no say because this is a government of, for, and by the people. You know? But what do? Right? We believe what the politicians say, right? And we vote for them. Now, they do not tell us the truth. They never tell us the truth. Or when they tell us the truth, it's always packaged in such a way that it sounds right and it sounds good. But it just doesn't work. That's not the way it is. And that's not the way it's going to be. And it's not going to benefit us. It's going to benefit someone else. And you know who that is. It is always done that way. Well, at least in the past 100 years, it's done that way that I know of. Now, I'm not 100 years old. I'm only 68 and a half years old. However, that's the way it is. So the people that we have to blame and the people that we must applaud for winning, you know, are in fact us for voting them in. Wouldn't it be terrific, folks? Wouldn't it be a day for freedom if election day came and no one showed up at the polls, but everyone took to the streets? Just think about that. But you have a politician, whether it be the president or anyone else, and I'm not picking on the president. I mean, I think he's doing a horrible job. He's the most disappointing president I think that we have ever had, because there was an anticipation of something good happening. I did not vote for him. I did not vote. I'm a dissident. I only vote when I feel that I can make a difference, when I feel that my vote is voting for something specific that I know what it's for. But if it's just voting for someone, I do not vote. I'm a dissident. I'm a revolutionary in thought. I'm a dissident in action. This is what I'm asking you to do, being a revolutionary in thought, a dissident in action. But yet, although I did not vote for him, I had some expectation, foolishly, I had some expectation that he would do some good. Would you believe that? I actually had an expectation of the president actually doing some good. Now, my point being is this. I was duped. I know the system. Or fairly know the system. I talk about the system. I don't trust the system. I'm out of the system. Thank you. My wife just delivered me some very strong coffee, which I need this morning. Thank you, dear. And yet, even I was duped enough to believe that there was a possibility that this president, this newly elected individual, would in fact be different and do some good. Now, I'm not going to rehash all the stuff from the day that he was inaugurated and all the things wrong that he did from the day he was inaugurated. He started hiring everybody from Goldman Sachs, paying back. The day he was, not one day he was placed into office, sworn into office. The day he was won the election. Not inaugurated, I'm sorry, inaugurated. That's when he actually goes into office. But the day after he won the election, he started doing that. Throwing all the neutral people out, all the people that we said, hey, these people are not too bad. And I'm not going to go rehash 2 years. I'm not going to go through any of that. But even I was duped into thinking that possibly he may, in fact, do some good. Now, I've got to be the world's biggest cynic in the world. I mean, I got to be a gigantic cynic. I'm out of the system. I know the system. I don't like the system. I want the system destroyed, gone. I want our Constitution reinstated. Now, even if I had this glimmer of hope that our president would do some good, if I was foolish enough to think that, where does that place most of the rest of the population? Think about that for a second. Think about that. So if we take that as a yardstick, as a point on the graph, and we know where the other people fall, when we say they have won, who won? The people. The actual people. This is a government of, for, and by the people. Because the people have stood up and said, we don't want a constitution that our forefathers envisioned. We want government involvement in everything. We want our schools regulated by the government. We want federal agents everywhere. We want the government to spend money, to create jobs. We want federal agents in our schools, ensuring that our children learn what the government deems appropriate for them to learn. We won, folks. The battle is over. The war is over. We won. There is no more to do. There's no need for this radio station anymore. You understand what I'm saying? If you're saying to yourself, that is the most defeatist attitude I have ever encountered in my life, I don't know if I can even tolerate that. I don't think I can ever listen to this radio station again. Folks, I wouldn't blame you. I'm with you. I'm the one speaking, and I'm with you. I'm agreeing 100%. Now, how is that for an attitude, for the American attitude? Do I feel defeated? No, I feel victorious. Well, most of us feel victorious. I don't vote. I don't feel victorious at all. There may be a handful that have the guts, the strength, the constitution within themselves to say, that's wrong. I know it sounds like that would benefit me, but it's wrong. I'm voting against it, or I'm not voting at all. Now, how does that grab you? It should. Should that upset you? I hope it upsets you. I hope it gets you so mad that you can hardly stand yourself. Now, have I always taken this position? No. When I was younger, I voted Republican. I knew Republicans were the right party and the Democrats were no damn good. When I was young, I knew that. You know how I knew that? My parents told me that. So I voted all these bum Republicans, many of them still in office. They built dynasties, they're monarchs. I am to blame, folks. I won. We have the government we have Because I won! We don't have the government we have because we're fighting it. And even a majority of those people who are now dissidents still don't have the guts to stand up for it. We'll still go to the polls and say, well, I'll vote for the lesser of two evils. The game is rigged. We know the game is rigged. Everyone says the game is rigged. You go to any social game. A Saturday night, a neighbor's having a little gathering. You're sitting around having a ginger ale. Talking, you know, in the living room, just talking willy-nilly with neighbors and friends. And what do they say? Oh, you bum cop politicians, you can't trust any of them. You know, they're no damn good lawyers, you know, blah, 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 right? That's all they say. They don't say, oh, they're so good, they're so wonderful. I really appreciate, you know, the honesty and integrity of these people. No, we never hear that. What do we hear? We hear about the dark side of all the politicians. They don't say, oh, they're all terrible, except for Joe Blow. Joe Blow's a wonderful guy. He's honest. No, they're all bums. But come election day, you'll see those same people online voting for the party that they grew up with, that they've been indoctrinated to believe, to believe is the right one for our country. Let's stop for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be your host this morning, as every week. Our call-in number is 888-773-4496. That's toll-free. 888-773-4496. Please write that down. Engrave it in the walls. And make sure when you call in, when you dial in, you call in 888-773-4496. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. I know it's early in the morning. Just wake up, take some strong Java, and let's get on the phone lines, okay? We have no one calling in yet this morning. I apologize for the last-minute setup of this broadcast. Last evening, we were to have a guest. Well, I was anticipating a guest, I should say. They did not disappoint me. I was just anticipating. They could not make it, which also I probably anticipated incorrectly. But they'll probably be here next week. And so this is an ad hoc program that I'm putting on. And the subject is, we've won. And when I say we've won, who am I referring to? When I say we've won, I say the people have won. The people have won. Right? When you see a politician, any politician, from the president to senator, to congressman, and you see them, and they're giving a speech, you'll see hundreds, thousands of people all cheering them like crazy. I mean, if the Messiah came, the Messiah would not get the greeting that these bums get, these crooked politicians get. Why would anyone, you know, our forefathers could not envision why anybody in his right mind would want to serve more than 2 years in the Congress. I mean, it was unthinkable. I don't know how they're going to make it. And we have people in Congress for 45 years. And they're the head of the Appropriations Committee and head of the Defense Committee and all those other committees, you know. And they wield tremendous power, sometimes as much, not more power, than the President of the United States. And guess what? They were relegated no power. None. None.
Well, they're going to decide whether or not they're going to recommission these ships and go to war and attack this country.
No, they have none. But we allow them. The president signs an executive order, and guess what we do? Most of us applaud it. We say, well, he's bold. We call him bold when he signs an executive order. That screws the hell out of everybody. It's an executive order when he spends
needs someone else's money. Boy, you know, if I was spending somebody else's money, hey, I would really be lavish. A friend, what, you want $1 million? No problem. My own money? You want a postage stamp? Never happened. You know that. You know that's exactly the way people would react. That's human nature. You see, folks, they won. And the they is us. Am I guilty? Absolutely. When I was young, I voted primarily Republican. And then one day, I woke up. I went, oh my God, what have I done to my country? What have I done to my country? Not they, not them, not the politicians, not the lawyers, but what have I done to my country? So what we need right now is a resurgence. We need a resurgence of thought. We need an awakening of thought. And unless we do this, we will get nowhere. And that resurgence will be admission. We have to admit the damage we ourselves have imposed upon a society. I am confessing that to you this morning. I am guilty. I have helped destroy this nation. I should be punished for that. And in a way, folks, I have been punished. You see, I'm being taxed. My business is being taxed and regulated. My freedoms have been taken away. My faith in our country has been taken away. And now I'm being punished. You see what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that I'm being punished for what I did. I was one of those votes that put Nixon, believe it or not, in office. Nixon! I say that. I'm admitting it to you. If I had food in my stomach, I think it would come up. Excuse me. I voted for Nixon. The first time. But just think of the damage that I did. If I did damage, how much damage do you think the average citizen has done? And how many people are still cheering the president coaxing him on? Thinking he's done such a great job. And if it wasn't for the Republicans, he would do it. I mean, he has destroyed the Constitution. And if it wasn't for the Republicans, who are just as bad, by the way, they just disagree because they want to be in power so they can take over and do the same thing he's doing. But all he does is, you could imagine if that wasn't that contest between the two, how much more damage he would be doing. People say, oh, the last good president we had was Bill Clinton. He really cared, you know, about the poor. Well, you know, if you cared about the poor, prove it. Don't legislate it. Don't take somebody else's money and do it. And please, don't open an office in my old neighborhood and consider yourself a Harlemite. I think that's disgusting. And they applaud him for doing that. Oh, Bill Clinton cares. His office is even in Harlem. I'm from Harlem. He's not from Harlem. You can't get the Harlem out of me, and you can't put the Harlem in him. That gets me so angry. And a reason why we do this, folks, is because of a belief system that we all hold dear.
Now, I've been through this before. I think I'm going to repeat it again. But I'd like to hear your comments, toll-free 888-773-4496. 888-773-4496. Email at comments@libertytalkradio.com. And I always forget to mention our email address. And I don't get that many emails because I forget to, I mention telephone number and not the email address. I get angry with myself afterwards. It's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, here is my gripe. And this gets many people upset, even some of my listeners. And it's this. I don't like belief systems. I don't believe my wife loves me. I'll be honest with you. I don't believe she loves me. I know she loves me. If I just believed she loved me, I would be saying, I don't know. Now, when I say I don't know, what am I saying? And when I say I believe, what am I saying? I say, I don't know. She said, well, that doesn't make sense. Let's assume for a second that my wife and I leave the house and we're driving away, but, you know, I gave no thought to anything I did. You know, I typically close up the house and whatever. I gave no thought. And my wife says, dear, did you lock the back door? Now, not to sound competent, I wouldn't say, I don't know. I say, oh, I believe I did. And when I say I believe I did, would I bet my life on it? Would I bet her life on it, my children? No, absolutely not. Because I really am not sure. And when I'm saying I'm not sure, I'm saying I don't know. I think I did. Don't know. So I say, oh, I believe I did. So you can't know and you can't in the same time believe. Here's my problem. We have belief systems. We hang on to them till the day we die. And yet, they're all wrong. All of them are wrong. Every one of them are wrong. I go on record, they're all wrong. I was asked to speak last week. I came out of the speaking closet. Not gay. You know, I came out of the speaking closet. Haven't spoken 20 years to a large organization. There was a large Rotarian club. And I just had to do something. Here, I'm 68 and a half years old, and I felt like I had to do something with my life. And I'm just searching. I'm searching for the next, what am I going to do for the next 20 years? I'm not sure, other than this radio program. It's the only thing I'm sure of. And my wife, of course. So I was speaking to a fellow who I know that is a member of the Rotarian Club. I said, do you need a speaker? He goes, oh, yeah, we always need a speaker. I said, I'll speak. Now, why I said that, I don't know. I mean, I didn't want to speak. I mean, it's a lot of preparation for me. I go through a lot of consternation beforehand. I mean, for a month. He said, oh, you're going to speak September 20th. Now, this is August 5th or something, you know. I start worrying immediately. I start writing my speech. I start thinking about it every day. It wasn't worth doing because I have the amount of mental anguish I went through before I gave that speech. So I went to Rotarian Club. Now, here's my problem. This is a secular organization. This is what I mean by we have these belief systems. We hold on to them, you know, and we don't let go. And here is, this is a good part of town. I mean, an upper income part of town. They open the meeting and they have a religious invocation. And I'm sitting there. I didn't know this religious organization. I thought it was a secular organization. I asked my friend, it's a secular. He says, of course it is. But people's belief they bring with them to the organization, since most of them, or all of them in this case, the members, you know, believe in this particular religion, they profess that religion. They impose that religion on the whole group. They actually had a pastor there, looked like either Episcopal, a priest or something. With the collar and the whole bit, you know, invocation. I thought it was a church again. The audacity of these people. I go to a Rotarian club, and all of a sudden, you know, I feel like I have to genuflect before I sit down. But if you ask those people, they say, well, it's only right. It's only, we are thanking our Lord and Savior. Bing, bada bang, bada boom. I don't get into all that. But that's what they believe. They don't know. They believe. But the audacity. And it really put a damper on me. I just didn't like it at all. But see, my point being is that That's the mentality. If you speak to these people, say, hey, this is a secular organization. Let's start the meeting, you know, have, you know, new and old business, meet the, you know, introduce the guests, do your business type, your business part of the meeting, then introduce your guest speaker or whatever you're going to do, or your activity for the meeting, you know, have your lunch and go home. They burn you at the stake. And that is absolutely no different than me voting for Nixon when I was a kid. Those actions are detrimental to our society just as much as our actions when we vote for the lesser of two evils is detrimental to our society. And let's stop for station identification. I need to get a swig of coffee.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Now, I've approached my friend on that, and my friend is understandable. He's understanding. And he said, you know, Joe, you're right. They explained why. So, please don't even waste your breath. I understand why. Most organizations I go to, you know, if it's in a Jewish neighborhood, they have a rabbi come up and give a rabbi. But the organization is secular. It has nothing to do with the Jewish faith or the Catholic church or the Christian faith, whatever the case may be. And I'm sure if it was an Islamic neighborhood, they'd have a mullah come up or whatever, you know, and come up and give an invocation, you know. And people say, well, you know, that's what we do. You know, we praise God, love the Lord. But then when you say, okay, well, I assume now the Lord is the same all over the place and there's just different people. Oh, no, they're not. People are irrational. They act on their beliefs. And then they want to know why things aren't working very well. I've been asked to come back to speak to this organization. I have. Believe it or not. A real privilege. They really liked it. Oh, they loved it. Apparently they did. My friends gave me feedback. They just loved it. They loved for me to talk. You know, I talked about the myth of management. It's a great speech. I think it's good. A great point. I may only make one point. Make one point in every speech. Just one. Not the seven secrets to success and the 15 measures to financial freedom. None of that stuff. One point. Have a lot of fun for an hour or a half hour. Make one point. If I can make the one point. Now they want me to come back and talk on leadership. Well, you know, they're asking me to interfere with their belief systems now. They won't like that. I was surprised they tolerated me this time. But folks, what I'm saying all of this, not to fill in words, but to say, this is our society. Our society is a bunch of groups, of independent groups, congregating with like people. People congregating with like people, confirming whatever their belief system, their I don't know system is, by virtue of the fact of repeating it all the time and being with the same people and not hearing and the other side of the coin. And then we want to know why we are where we are. And now these people, I'm sure, are neocons. I'll bet you dollars to donuts. I'd love to take a vote. I mean, honestly, they fill out a little thing, you know, I'm a liberal, progressive, neocon, Republican, liberal Republican, libertarian, whatever, independent. I would bet 90%, if not more, would say neocon. Or you know, conservative Republican or whatever. And so we do that. Now, we identify with what? Oh, well, I'm a Republican. Once you say that, I am a Republican, you got sucked into the system. That means when someone's running for office, who are you going to vote for? Oh, the Democrat. Of course not. You're going to vote for a Republican. They sucked you into the system. They gave you a belief system. They make you believe that the party of your choice is the right party, and they're going to make everything correct. And they've been saying that for hundreds of years, and they haven't been right once. But we don't want to look back and say, hey, wait a minute. How could we have been doing this? How come we've been saying this for hundreds of years and never being right once? How come? How could that ever be? We don't say, well, geez, there may be a flaw this somewhere. Let me think for a second. I'll say hundreds of years they've been saying this. And in fact, you look outside the United States and other politicians going back 4,000 years, they've been saying this and they haven't been right once. I wonder, possibly, I know it's a long shot, but possibly they may be duping us again. Yes, possibly. Would we say that? No. We'd say, oh, yeah, they've been doing that for hundreds of years, but not this time. My candidate is different. He's going to clean the place up. Nothing happens. And we do it over and over and over again. You see, folks, they won. They really have won. And the they is us. We have won, folks. We should be ecstatic. We should be dancing in the streets. We should be celebrating right now. We got exactly what we asked for. And whatever doesn't exist, you know what we do? We fabricate in our own minds.
Oh, yes. Well, the economy will get better because the president is stimulating it.
Stimulate my foot. I wish someone would stimulate my foot. It's hurting me this morning. You know that? Anyway, that's another story. I digress.
Oh, the government's stimulating the economy. That's why I voted for this man, because he's bold.
Folks, I don't know. We won. We should be happy. We shouldn't be complaining. And even people like myself shouldn't be complaining. I voted for Nixon. What was that, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever it was? 60 years ago. Now, oh my God, no, 50 years ago. I voted for Nixon. He was the man for the job. He is not a crook. And I believed him. And today, we are believing everything that is being told to us. Remember what I said? The profession in which you don't have to say anything correct and never be wrong. Politics. And we believe it. And it starts in our school system where we are trained to be not critical thinkers. We are never trained to think. Never. We are trained to be obedient. It's critical that we are obedient so that when your son and your daughter becomes of age, they will voluntarily learn to kill people that have never done them an ounce of harm, go overseas, and perform the act of killing and comply with the government orders to kill innocent people or people they don't even know. They don't even know why. Because they are obedient. You see, we've come full circle, folks. Absolutely full circle. Here we are. We have a society sending our young men and young women, after training them from being just nice people, believers, but nice people, training them for months on how to kill, making sure they can kill somebody face to face when that person does not pose a threat to them. Now, maybe the person would be protecting their house or their farm or their town. Yeah, they may be doing that. But they go in there to take it away from them, to kill them, train them to do that. They come back killers. You know why? Because they've been obedient. Our young men, our young women come back as killers. They know it. And that's why so few come back and are able to adjust normally. Because they're not normal anymore. They are killers. And we are proud of them. You see, folks, we've won. It's exactly what we want. We vote for these clowns to go in office, to do this, perpetrate wars. Then they say, now all I'm going to ask you to do, Mr. and Mrs. Family, what I'm asking you to do is just give us your children. Sacrifice your children overseas so that we can protect our financial interest. And we do exactly that. Folks, we won. We voluntarily do that. We're proud. We're happy. They come back without legs, without arms. It almost as bad, or maybe even worse. They come back mentally deranged. They can't think anymore. They can't sleep. We're proud of them. And when we have another child or a grandchild, we're proud we'll send them to another war. You see, because we won. We got the system we want. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it is. This is the end of this morning's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Shakers Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government's like training wheels. They control the ride in your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.